Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The question is on adoption of the resolution. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it.
Oh, my.
The resolution is agreed to.
That was the scene on the floor of the Quicken Loans Arena yesterday afternoon as they were adopting the rules for the convention. Of course, those rules would not allow any of the delegates to break away from whom they were bound to vote for. This is a big issue, especially for people who were trying in a last-ditch attempt to either block the Trump nomination or, at the very least, be able to vote their conscience. And the center of the storm actually was the Virginia delegation, led by Ken Cuccinelli, who has been fighting for this really from the time he joined the Ted Cruz campaign. Well, did the ayes really have it? Let's ask someone who was there on the floor, Tommy Valentine. He is a delegate with the Commonwealth of Virginia. He joins us right now, and well, you were in the center of that storm, weren't you, Tommy?
Absolutely, yeah. It was something else. I've never seen anything like it before.
And by the way, we should point out this is your first political convention. You're 22 years old.
Yep.
And you got to be a delegate. You're here. Were you a Cruz delegate or a Rubio delegate?
I was. Yeah, I ran as a Cruz delegate from the 8th district in
Virginia.
However,
because of the way the vote went, you're bound to vote for Donald Trump. Is that how it works?
According to state law, which said that we had, you know. The state party voted to say it's proportional. So in Virginia, Trump will get 17, Rubio will get 16, et cetera. There was a state law that said, regardless, you have to vote for the winner. It's winner take all. And so this lawsuit that a fellow delegate from the 10th district filed got that law struck down. So it's not entirely clear how it's going to work, but I would expect
so,
us to.
So I'm getting from that there's still some controversy ahead with regard how the Virginia delegation is actually going to cast its ballots.
I think so. Yeah, I'm really not sure how it's going to play out about who's going to vote for what.
Well, what do you specifically want to do?
I think we should go by, you know, everybody in Virginia, when they voted on March 1st, was under the assumption that it was a proportional primary. So I think we should cast our votes proportionally in accordance with the results of the primary.
And the rules that were just adopted are contrary to that. Is that the way you understand it?
Yeah. Well, the rules that were adopted, there are a number of issues with the rules. Well, A, they tried to knock out any chance of conscience voting. But B, there was the issue that Ken Cuccinelli was raising was, you know, some changes for the 2020 primary. But the Republican National Committee and the Rules Committee just shut down any attempts by the grassroots to try to change the way the party does its business in 2020.
Did you get railroaded yesterday? Did you feel like you actually did have the votes and the chairman just gaveled you away?
Well, honestly, there was no way of telling, which is why we should have had a roll call vote.
And let's be clear here. That's really all you wanted. You just wanted there to be an actual roll call vote so that you could be clear on who was for and who were against these rules. And it didn't happen.
Just exactly.
Done. I've decided based on what I'm hearing.
Right.
All right. Can I turn to another thing? I'm curious, just as a 22-year-old delegate to your first convention, What are your observations? I mean, is it everything you thought it would be? Are there surprising elements to you? Tell me how you're looking at it so far.
Well, I was on the platform committee. I was the youngest member of the platform committee, and I'm very excited about the platform that we put out. I think it's probably the most conservative platform that we've seen in decades, and I was honored to be a part of that. So that was really exciting. But after yesterday, I got to be honest, I'm feeling really disillusioned.
Are you really?
I am. Yeah, I think. You know, I ran as a delegate. I was elected by the people of my congressional district. And, you know, if we want to get more young people involved in politics, we can't say, you know, come to our conventions, come be a delegate.
And then do what we tell you to do.
Yeah, exactly. And then you know, no matter what your ears tell you, just say the ayes have it according to whatever it says on your teleprompter.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody was saying yesterday that, okay, look, if you were to go through all the rigmarole of an actual roll call vote, that there was just no way you're going to prevail. So why take up that kind of time? Why embarrass the presumptive nominee?
Well, there's, I guess we'll never know because they won't allow us to have a roll call vote. But, you know, there was, I based on the voice vote, it was evenly split. And one thing that complicated the voice vote was the fact that the alternates and the guests were yelling, too.
Yep.
So there's you just can't conduct business that way on a contentious issue like that.
Listen, I'm with you. The fact of the matter, and I'm surprised this isn't getting more coverage than it should, because here's the deal. When Rand Paul stands up and he stops the process in the U.S. Senate to challenge this administration on their use of drones on citizens, we all knew that eventually the administration was going to answer to this, and we all knew that Rand Paul did not have the votes to actually change anything in the Senate. But we celebrated the fact that he wanted his voice heard. That's what America is all about. And why not let this be aired out? Why not have this conversation? We're all having it in our kitchens with each other. We're all having it on Facebook with each other. I can see why you're disillusioned. So where, what are you going to do now?
I really have no idea. I don't know what the options are in terms of parliamentary procedure. You know, I would say that it's undisputed that the Republican National Committee leadership broke their own rules. They broke RNC rules. They broke all rules of parliamentary procedure. You know, city. I was standing there on the floor, and you know, Virginia was yelling. Ken Cuccinelli was literally shaking the Virginia poll. People standing on their seats yelling. Just they cut off our microphone, and you know, the chairman of the convention was up there. He looks around. He looks from side to side, but avoids all eye contact with even the back of the room, and says, "Does anybody wish to be recognized?" And he's going, "Nobody
no,
wishes
I don't
to
see
be
anybody.
Recognized."
Can't see a soul.
The chairman of the convention is Speaker of the House Paul Ryan. So
right.
Who was actually at the gavel when this happened? Do you know his name?
I couldn't tell you his name. He's some congressman, I think, from Pennsylvania. Somebody they sent up there to be the fall guy, I guess.
Yeah. And so do you suspect, I mean, are you playing coy? It's like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Or do you really have
Or is there anything in the works about some sort of demonstration or when the call for votes and delegates actually occurs?
I really, honestly, I have no idea what's going to happen.
Well, let me ask you, just if it were you making the decision, what would you have them do?
Well, I would just have a roll call vote. I mean, you need, under the RNC rules, you need signatures from a majority of the delegations of 7 states.
Right.
And so Virginia got a majority of our delegates to sign a document, and 10 other states did the same. And so I was actually going around the floor to the other states that had signed this document saying, you know, are you guys peeling off? Because I personally had 2 Donald Trump staffers come up and try to intimidate me into revoking my signature.
Excuse me. Intimidate you in what way?
Well, the words that were used by one of Paul Manafort's staffers were, he said, "I'm going to remember what Virginia did and how Virginia was an embarrassment at the National Convention." And then after that, he said, "When Donald Trump becomes president, he is going to remember what Virginia did at the National Convention."
Well, hold it. That's not an intimidation. That's politics. That's the way the game is played. If you go against somebody, they have a long political memory. Why do you think that's intimidation?
Well, I mean, just based on the fact that his demeanor, he was very much, you know, standing very close to me. And just the fact that, you know, you can't, the point he was trying to make.
You can't vote against somebody and then expect them to like it.
Well, right, but the point he was trying to make is that Donald Trump is going to punish Virginia as a state.
Yeah.
With our tax dollars. He even brought that up.
You may be right that that's politics, but I thought this guy was running as the change. It's not politics as usual. It's not the same old game.
Exactly.
It's not. I mean, this is what the Clintons do. This is what the Obamas do. I thought this wasn't what the Trumps do.
Donald Trump is embracing the corrupt politics he ran against, and it's very sad. Donald Trump and the establishment are one entity.
Wow. I can tell that we have a few rough bumps ahead as this thing wraps up.
Well, Tommy Valentine, don't be disillusioned. This is part of the process. This is part, and it's part of what you're trying to fix and change. Stay in the fight. Continue to fight, even when you don't have the votes. And the fact is, you don't have the votes right now. That's just the fact of the matter. But I agree with you that the process should still play out so that all those voices, even those that don't have all the votes, should still be heard so that we can have this conversation as a party and as a nation. So stick with it. And we appreciate you joining us. Don't be a stranger.
Tommy Valentine, Virginia delegate, thank you for joining us. Greatly
appreciate it. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.